Especially glad. Stop that. Especially glad, of course, because it's time for Where's Art with Annie Dugan, which always makes a Monday look a little bit better. Howdy there, sunshine.
Hello, Lisa. Well, there's an exhibition. If anyone wants to take a little bit of a drive, soak up the last days of summer, or you're, you know, wanting to avoid some wet and rainy weather, you can take a drive a little bit south to Renshaw this weekend. The Free Range Film Barn opened an exhibition called Free Range Trials that features the work of Kathy McTavish and Cecilia Ramone in the barn. And two of them have really engaged space in a fascinating way.
Annie, we lost you.
Taken over.
Okay, you're back. Oh. Sorry about that. We lost you for a moment.
Oh, no.
You're dropping out just a little bit.
Oh, dear. I will stay completely still and not move in the muscle, but everybody else should make a pilgrimage to Renshaw.
Okay.
And enjoy the Free Range Trials exhibition in the barn in Renshaw. Kathy McTavish has taken over the cellar of the barn and created this sort of wonderful swarm hive mind that seems to be controlling everything else in our universe. It is the basement of the barn is an unglamorous way of saying it, but it is, we call it the cellar to make it look or sound mysterious. And it is. She's taken projection and monitors and digital life forms, and the computers sort of speak to each other and speak to the walls. I think the joy of seeing art in a space like the barn is that it is this layering of ideas. You think of the space that the barn has created through the decades and the sort of the stories that are part of the barn, and then you see Kathy's work overlaid on it. And it's really powerful. And Cecilia Ramone is in the upstairs of the barn. She has work that is really interested in water and how beings have come out of water, how we as humans relate to that. So it is open daily, 2 to 5 p.m. in Renshaw. And can you still hear me, Lisa?
Yes, now you
like
sound
cut out.
Nope, now okay. You sound fabulous.
Okay. All right, good. It sounded on my end. All right, we have everything working. So the other thing this week is it's the last Friday of the month, so it means that it is the Downtown Arts Walk in Duluth, 5 to 8 p.m. This is a wonderful event that has come about through some fabulous finagling from Amanda Hunter at the Joseph Nice Gallery, as well as a bunch of other galleries and businesses that have come together and born this thing. And it's had a few iterations. And it'll have another one this Friday. There's more than 25 businesses and art spaces that are engaged in this Downtown Arts Walk. And I love that they are really expansive in what they are including is, quote-unquote, arts. They have architecture firms, art spaces, places that sort of make you think about the visual world and the visual culture in interesting ways. So one of the things that's opening this Friday that you can sort of include on that is there is an exhibition at the Zeitgeist Atrium featuring work from 11 local artists from the LGBTQ community that are opening an exhibition as part of the Pride weekend. So it's 7 to 9 p.m. At Zeitgeist. There's a really wonderful mix of folks who are investigating identity and explorations of self and also just joy in the world. So take a walk downtown on Friday and definitely stop by Zeitgeist on your nice stroll.
Identity, self, and joy. Yeah, I like those three words together. That sounds wonderful.
They are good.
Yeah, they are definitely good.
Yes, indeed. And it's a good week in arts, as always, Lisa.
As always, Annie, thanks a bazillion. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you.
Annie Dugan is an art instructor at the College of St. Scholastica and our host for Where's Art with Annie Dugan every Monday at 8:20 right here on 103.3 KUMD.